Welcome to We Are the Droid You're Looking For. I'm Chris Sturbank, or should I say I am the droid you're looking for. Unfortunately, this episode, Mike cannot join us. He's doing some traveling in a galaxy far, far away. But I will be your intrepid host through this little journey. And a quick update, just to say, hey, we're still here. First, in the news, we've got the Vanity Fair covers. Wow. This came out of nowhere, but I'm sure lots of people knew it was coming up because it's a magazine and they have to publish it. We've got four different covers. We have a Solo Leia cover. We have Luke and Rey. We've got Poe, Finn, Rose, Captain Phasma, General Hux, and of course Kylo Ren. Each four of these covers, I believe, contains the same magazine within. They go through. There's some extra shots here, some photos by Annie Leibovitz. It's amazing. It's the start of Star Wars season in my mind. I think what's very interesting is they're starting to show the casino planet and some of the creatures there. Looks a little bougie. The name of the city they're visiting is called Canto Bight. Is this going to be a fish out of water scenario for Luke and Rey? Kind of seeing how the other side lives? Is this all new to Rey, who's spent her life growing up on a desert planet, similar to Luke? I'm sure they have a lot to talk about in those hyperspace travels. And who could forget to mention two new characters, which I'm personally very excited about. I think everyone else is. We are talking about Benicio del Toro and Laura Dern. DJ and, wait for it, Admiral Amelyn Holdo. See, maybe a little parody here with Lando, kind of running some kind of very sophisticated society that operates outside the realms of the First Order. And we have Benicio del Toro, who's DJ, maybe relation to the Full House character, we don't know. But apparently he is supposed to be some kind of vagabond, kind of a grifter, drifter type character. And he looks pretty cool. Both characters look like they fit the Star Wars world. And we're getting a little more info on Rose. Those magazines will be out tomorrow, Thursday, May 25th. I am not sponsored or anything to say that they're coming out. I'm just doing it because I'm a fan. May 25th is also a very important date because happy birthday, Star Wars. That's right, 40 years ago, A New Hope came out, and since then, not a lot has happened. Kidding, everything has happened. It is the reason for the season, and because of that, since May 4th, we've been holding a contest. May 4th, of course, Star Wars Day, until the end of this month, May 31st, 2017, we are giving away a limited edition Star Wars poster. More information can be found on our website, droidyourlookingforpodcast.com, following us on Twitter at droidpodcast, or email us at droidspod@gmail.com. That's all you have to do to enter. We'll contact you. One poster will be given away. Must be 18 years or older. No purchase necessary. These details will also be included in the description of the podcast. A New Hope, of course, is important to every Star Wars fan, as it is the original movie. It's kind of its own standalone little thing. They made it not knowing if they were going to make any other Star Wars movies, but after its release, it was very clear there would be a lot more of these things. To share a little personal story, I remember watching it as a kid. I was probably about 8 or 9, and I think this is the first time my passion and drive for filmmaking really got set off. I remember seeing it, and for the first time, I started wondering how they made this movie. It was magic on screen. I remember immediately, my brother and I, we ran to the model shop. We got those classic Star Wars model kits, the ones that on the box look amazing. But when you build them, you see a lot of glue, a lot of rough edges. And I remember just grabbing my VHS camera and trying to recreate the trench run. Of course, This was the 90s. They didn't really have all the models, so I was doing it with some snow speeders. There were some other ships, a little anachronistic in the way, but I remember trying very, very hard to recreate some of my favorite scenes from that movie. So it's really what spawned a lot of my passion of film and probably led to this podcast. So happy birthday, Star Wars, on behalf of the droid you're looking for. And that's all I got. We will be back in full two-person mode, both droids, Mike and Chris, very soon. We're just taking a little bit of a hiatus, kind of just take a breather, get all the Star Wars trailer, let that digest, and now we are very excited to kind of kick off the rest of the year by talking about Star Wars even more than you could possibly imagine. So, this is Chris signing off, and thank you for listening to the Droid You're Looking For podcast.